is going on? It is Adam. Welcome back to Bringing It Backwards, a podcast where both legendary and rising artists tell their own personal stories of how they achieve stardom. On this episode, we had a chance to hang out with Bobby Storm over Zoom video. Bobby Storm was born and raised in Detroit, and she talks about how she got into music. She had a babysitter who would walk her home from school, and she was a flautist. And when she got home, her babysitter would practice the flute, and Bobby would try to mimic the sounds of the flute. Her babysitter heard her and told her parents, hey, you got a singer on your hands. Bobby talked about various girl groups she was in Detroit, moving to New York City. She had a gig playing in a band that would do a bunch of corporate gigs. She talked a little bit about that. Other projects she was a part of, all while still really focusing on her solo career. She tells us about how she started the hashtag Holy Mixes, which have become a huge viral thing online. We hear about the work she's done with Maverick City Music, being nominated for a Grammy, and all about the new single, which is going to be a part of her project, which is called We Can't Forget Him. You can check out the remix version of the song as well with Friday and Dream Doll. You can watch our interview with Bobby Storm on our Facebook page and YouTube channel at Bringing It Backwards. It'd be amazing if you subscribe to our channel. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Bringing Back Pod. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, it would be incredible if you follow us there as well and hook us up with a 5-star review.
We'd appreciate your support if you follow and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're Bringing It Backwards with Bobby Storm. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great.
I'm Adam. Very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you as well.
So I appreciate you doing this. This is a podcast about you and your journey in music.
I was looking at a few other episodes. I think this is really fun.
Very, very cool. I'm excited to chat.
Yes. How are you?
I'm great. Rainy here in Nashville.
Oh, it's raining. It's raining everywhere.
Where are you located?
I'm in Detroit right now.
Oh, Detroit. Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. How's the weather? Is it cold and raining or no?
It's cold and it's expected to rain a little later today.
Okay. Yeah. It's been pouring here the last few days. So hopefully it'll, you know, pass over, but we'll see.
How's the connection on my end? Is it okay?
Oh, it looks great. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So, Bobby, where are you originally from? Are you from Detroit?
I am. I'm originally from Detroit.
Okay. Born and raised?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What's it like growing up there? I mean, obviously, you're still there.
Well, you know, I just got back. Actually.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why when you say born and raised, I like to say I was raised by Detroit, but made in New York because I spent most of my adult time and career in New York. And I just recently came back to Detroit. So I feel kind of like a foreigner in my own place that I'm from.
Oh, interesting. So yeah, you born in what, adolescent life in Detroit, and then you moved to New York for your professional career?
Yes. Yes.
And came back to Detroit recently. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So as a kid growing up in Detroit, what was that like?
Music, loving music, playing basketball. Let's see. Just really, I would say looking back now, mm-hmm. cultured, things that we aren't really moved by, or we didn't have social media, you know,
right,
so we
right,
were forced 100%. To go outside and we were forced to play with our friends and go down to somebody's house and have party lines on phones and things like that. I don't want to tell my age, but you know.
Oh, I remember all of that. We're probably at the same age.
But yeah, you know, I mean, it just was really fun. And when you look back on things, you look at how many problems you didn't have, you know, with things like we do in today. But definitely music was a huge part. Radio was a huge part of Detroit. Obviously, we have the Motown.
Mm-hmm. So that was a huge. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. Influence of music. And yeah, it was pretty cool.
That is awesome. Yeah. It's just speaking to nowadays. Right. I mean, I have two kids and it's like, with TikTok and all that, you know, Instagram and just constantly having, you know, the bullying and just having like all these people they watch on YouTube, and they're just, and my older son just has no concept really of what money is when it comes to like, yeah, this guy has 10 bazillion followers and he's giving away $100,000 every week. And it's like, well, yeah, that's not reality, you know? He's like the top 0.1% of people on YouTube, you know what I mean?
I can only imagine how that is with kids, having kids too in this day and age.
Yeah, it's wild. But so you got into music what, at early age?
So I was in a lot of girl groups as a teenager,
Oh,
and
cool.
then I ventured out to my solo career. That's when I moved to New York.
Okay.
And obviously, in that type of place, you need money. So I ended up getting a job singing for corporate wedding bands.
Really? That's cool. You just go out and what, do cover songs?
Yeah, we would replace the DJ and just do like top 40 and Motown and rock and roll and whatever the client wanted or needed during that time.
Okay. So you were
And
in girl groups prior to moving to New York, though. So was it just
yes,
like original music, or were you doing
this
more
was
cover
original
songs?
music.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, at one point I was working with Ja Rule, and we had a
No
girl group
way.
with him. It's been a journey. But yeah, girl groups. And then when that didn't work, I moved out to New York to pursue my career as well.
Okay.
My
So then.
original career.
Okay, so you went out to pursue. Oh, you had a solo career before what you're currently up to.
Yes. I've
Okay.
always had a solo career. I just had other things on the side to be able to maintain where I was staying and living.
100%. So
But
did you go
now
out?
I have given 100% to that solo career that I'm doing
Okay.
now.
Very, very cool. So once you moved to New York, were you, was it like out of high school, or what age did you move to New York?
I was in my 20s,
In
early
your 20s.
20s.
Okay. Did you go to college or anything for music?
I went to Michigan State, the School
Oh,
of
okay.
Music, for a year. My folks wanted me to get the experience for a year. And then I said, all right, if I do this for a year afterwards, I need you to support me in whatever it is that I want to do. So after that's when I started getting into girl groups.
Okay, so you were in the girl groups during, before you moved to New York, but like later in life, not so
Correct.
much, not
Yes.
like as early teenager or anything.
No. As in teenage, I was just focused on school.
Okay, very cool. Would you
Yeah.
come from a musical household at all? Like your parents
Not at
musical
all.
singer? Oh, okay.
No, not at all. I learned how to sing from a flute.
Really? So did you
Yes.
play in the school band or anything in the were you playing flute?
My babysitter, she used to play the flute, and she would walk me home from school because our school was from K to 8. So she
Okay.
was in the 8th grade, and she would walk me home from school, and she would practice her flute at my grandfather's house. And eventually, I just was just stand outside the door and just beat, and she'd be like, you can come in. So I would mimic everything she did on the flute. And that's when she ended up taking me down to my folks and telling them, I think you have a singer on your hands.
Wow, that's cool. That's interesting way to kind of learn how to sing notes instead of being like in front of the piano, being like, ding, okay, hit this, here's the scale. Like learning off a flute, which is like definitely a higher octave when it comes to everything.
And then I just started mimicking people like Mariah Carey and Minnie Riperton, and I was really obsessed with harmony. So I would set tape recorders in a row and just have my mom hit play on two, and I'd hit play on two, and I'd have 5-part harmony. So that's what made me really want to get into a group, especially after looking at Destiny's Child and how each one of their careers was pivotal based upon them being in the group. So I just
Right.
saw longevity, and I love harmony, so that's why I wanted to start the group thing.
Okay. And how did you start your first group? Like, was it just people that you knew through lessons or anything like that?
So the first group I was in, sheesh, I was in three of them.
Wow.
So the first group I was in was with a young lady who had been signed to Jay-Z, and after her career was going on with Jay-Z, she wanted to have like some backup ish, some backup things, some backup plans. And she saw us and she was like, I think we should do a group. She remembered us from Detroit. We knew her for a long time. And that was our first group with her. It was three girls. And then after that group didn't work out, I took one of those girls. One of those girls was in every single group that I was in.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, and it's we're still good friends to today. And then the second group was the one that was with Ja Rule, and we started getting into that, and we each had the plan was for each of us to have singles with him and then to let out to the world that we were a group. So I had a single with him. Another one of the girls in the group had a single with him, and it didn't make it to the third. And
Oh,
then
okay.
the
And then
last group was when that same artist that was signed to Jay-Z came back and said, I want to try this again. And the problem with that was just one lived in Chicago, another one lived in Detroit, another one for spiritual reasons couldn't do certain things during different times. And after that, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do this on my own. And that's
Okay.
when I moved out to New York.
Okay. And then when you got to New York, obviously it's not
When I
cheap to
got to New
live.
York,
Yeah. So
yeah,
you had to get the other
exactly.
gig as well. But yeah, when you got to New York, were you continuing? I know Faith is a big part of your journey and career as well too,
Yes.
right? I mean, with Music City, Maverick City Music and everything else that you've done. But
Yes.
I will get to that part. I'm just curious. Okay, so
Okay.
you make it out to New York and
So I got
then
out to New York and I met these two guys that pretty much were just some scammers and knew nothing about the industry, but wanted to lock me into a contract. And so I had been trying to do certain things like American Idol and The Voice and things like that. And then eventually I just kind of got a little complacent in that wedding singing type thing. And until I woke up and was like, this is not why you originally came out here. And this is now you have to shift back to the focus and the goal. Yeah.
And then in doing that, you were you working for this the corporate gigs at this point as well? So you're kind of just doing
Yes.
that to make some money to stay there, and then you try to
Yeah.
shift focus.
Yeah. I mean, in between, I was always doing my original material.
Okay.
Even if I wasn't like all the way in, I was always doing it. We're kind of fast forwarding the story a little bit. So it's like taking
Okay.
me through a time thing. But even in all of that, I still had moments where it was always back to the music. It was always trying to make sure that I could release original material. You
Okay.
know,
So you
that
might
was a
have been a
goal
part
of
of
mine.
other projects, and then it was like, okay, well, I still, you always had the your own
Always had it.
project going, but maybe had a shift focus to other things at the time and then moved back
Yeah,
over
at the
to.
time my goals were really kind of small. To be honest with you, I never really wanted to be in the industry. I never really wanted to be famous. I'm very much so like a people person. I don't really like all my business out there like that. What I'm walking into now is just simply obedience and what I know God has prepared me to be able to handle. But before, I mean, I've even sang on cruise ships. And when I was on a cruise ship, they're just like, you need to be famous. You need to be famous. And I'm like, but I'm sipping pina coladas in the sand when I see people back home shoveling snow, you know?
Right. I like
So
this gig a little bit more.
exactly. But it always brought me back to a bigger purpose. And my bigger purpose was to share my original material and my voice with the rest of the world and my message. So all of that was just being formed in the process along the way and in the different areas I was, you know, being brought to and
Okay.
from.
And recently you've done stuff with Maverick City Music as well.
Yes.
I mean, was that something that you've been a part of for a while and then now more so
No.
recently you've started to focus more, I mean, directly 100% on this or?
No. So the Maverick City thing, that was just a true blessing. When I finally decided to just say, you know, forget the corporate singing and step out on faith, I moved back in with my folks and I just started putting my own foot on my own neck. And I do this thing called holy mixes. And
Yeah,
so
I
I'll
saw
take,
that. But please tell me
yeah.
about it.
Yeah, so I'll take an original song and I'll make it like a secular or a rap song or anything that's not like gospel, and I'll make my own rendition about God. And they just started just creating like a wave through as they were going viral. People started really loving them. And the top of the year, I just really started listening to what God was telling me about what songs to do and how to do them. And someone reached out to me from Tribal Records by the name of
Wow.
Leonard Brooks. And Maverick City is under Tribal Records.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so just any opportunities where I fit in is where he placed me. You know, that makes sense with what we're doing. And Maverick City is such a wide range of collectives and artists that
Yeah,
are
it's not just
talented.
like a short, it's not just like a group, right? It's like massive amounts of
Yeah.
people kind of coming together.
A movement. It's a movement for sure. And so he just wanted to, you know, get me introduced through that. But what's beautiful about that is that everybody in Maverick City, a lot of them are their own artists, you know, and do their own music outside of what Maverick City does. So that's why it was the perfect fit for me. And yeah, he just ended up putting me during that live show. And then it ended up being up for a Grammy. And it was all that fast. It was like I signed, 6 months happened where he watched me from January to June. And that was the same amount of time that God was telling me it was going to take before something was getting ready to take off. And in June, when I got signed, we were doing the filming for Maverick City, and I want to say September or August or something like that. So everything was just going fast. That's why I say it was a true blessing.
Wow, that's so
Yeah.
incredible. Yeah, to get on there and then yeah, nominated for a Grammy, and that's had to be, I can't even imagine. I mean, that's the ultimate award, right? So that's really, really cool. Quick back to the Holy Mixes. Did you started those what, like in the beginning of the pandemic, or like how did that idea come about?
Around 2021, because in the
Okay.
beginning of the pandemic was when I rededicated my life to Christ, and I just knew where he was taking me. When I got out of this, I was going to have to know him like never before. And I was doing a fast one time, and Money Long's song, Hours and Hours, was really making a huge wave, like this new song she has out right now, Made for You. And he said, in the fast, he instructed me to cover it. And I'm like, but it's been out. She's posted a million people singing it. And he's like, make it about me. And so I did. And I didn't even call that first one a holy mix. I just started doing them more often when I saw the response that people were giving me. And then eventually I just one day woke up and just hashtagged holy mix on it. And after that, it just like I don't even know when it came to me. It just
It just
came.
happened.
Yeah, it just happened.
Wow. And then you've done a ton of them since. I mean, the Miley Cyrus flowers, I mean, you're still putting them out. Yeah, that's awesome.
And for the first project that we are working on, it's a holy mixtape. So,
Oh, is it really? Are you doing all, or is it going to be mainly the covers that you've been doing of those songs or kind
not
of
necessarily
changing?
covering, no.
Okay.
More like what my single is about now, where we take it and we kind of have our own blank canvas where you can still feel the same nostalgia of whatever the original song is, but we're making it our own.
Okay, very cool. And the latest one is what, We Can't Forget Him? Okay. And I want to talk to you about that, but just real quick, yeah, on the Holy Mixes, I mean, that's something that you were doing, and then is that what gained the attention of Tribal, or was it just, oh, okay.
So in January, when I moved back home, I was just doing those holy mixes. And like I said, God said, in 6 months, I'm gonna move in your life. And at the same time, I had no idea across the world. MC Hammer's brother, his name is Louis Burrell. He works alongside with Leonard Brooks, the CEO of Tribal. And he sent over my holy mix to him and said, you and this girl, there's something about, you know, your background, his background and my background that will just really be something great. And he's like, let me watch her for 6 months, not even knowing that was the same timeline I was on
Did you
with
know
what
that he was watching you for 6 months, or
had
this
no
is just going
idea.
on? What behind,
Had
you
no
know, at
idea.
the same linear? That's wild. Wow.
Wild. Okay. And thank God for his obedience. And so then Kirk Franklin did a open verse challenge on his page. And I was posted on his page along with another guy. And I reached out to that guy because I found out he lived in Detroit. And I had never done a holy mix with anyone else, let alone a guy. And so I told him I would love to do a holy mix with you. And so we got together and we did No Air, Chris Brown and
Oh,
Jordan Sparks. Yeah. And so during the process of that, Leonard Brooks saw me on his page and said, I need to get in contact with her. We had one conversation and he offered me a deal that week.
Wow. That's amazing. That's great. Yeah, the 6 month timeline, all of that is so, yeah, that's fascinating. Did
Truly.
you I saw that you were born and raised Catholic. Were you in the did you sing in the church at all, or no? Or is this like the stuff you're doing now like totally new since 2020?
It's totally different. In our church, it was we would have maybe talent shows every once in a while, but it was a little bit more chill growing up.
Okay. Yeah, I was born
Hymnals.
and raised Catholic, so it's more ritualistic in a way than,
Yeah.
than if you go to like a non-denominational type Christian
Exactly.
church. So I didn't know if you sang in like the you'd go up and do the one, homily or whatever, or not homily, the they sing in between a couple of the readings. I didn't know if you were a
Yes.
part of that at all.
No, I
Okay.
wasn't a part of that. I mean, I would
Got
sing
it.
along, but I
Yeah,
wasn't.
but
It
you
was
weren't up
mainly the
there.
older people who were
Sure,
singing in
sure.
choir and things.
Okay.
My
So now
mom.
so you did the Holy Mix, you got this deal, you're on the Maverick City Music thing, and you get a Grammy nomination and all these things are happening. I don't know if you mind talking. I saw the video you did where you're in the airplane. I thought that was awesome. I
Thank you.
don't know if you mind acknowledging it. I mean, you just kind of got up there and did it. You're like the fastest seatbelt signing on. Why do I have to sit down?
I mean, everything is out there. Everybody's already seen
That
whatever it was.
was
It was.
amazing, I thought.
Thank you. Thank you.
So now you got the new single.
Right.
So let's talk about the new single. When is this? And you said it's gonna be part of your project you have coming out.
Yes, it will be a part of my project that we're working on right now.
Okay,
And there's a
so
remix to it as well.
that's the one I think I recently listened to, the remix with Dream Doll on there.
And Friday,
Oh yeah, okay. Tell me, well, the original one can't tell me about that song then. We Can't Forget Him. Was it when did you
So
write it? When did you, yeah.
the We Can't Forget 'Em originated as a holy mix. And so when I had that conversation with Leonard Brooks, we ended up going over all of my holy mixes, and he was like, this one's going to be the first single. So we had to get a second verse on it and a bridge, get it mixed and mastered, and then it was out.
Wow. And so moving forward on this album or project with the Holy Mixes, it's what, like, where are you at now? Are you kind of going back to seeing how you did some of these original ones, or is it all kind of new moving forward?
It's definitely new and improved,
New
for
and
sure.
improved. Okay.
Yes.
Very, very exciting. And do you have another one ready to go? I know this one just came out, especially the remix at least. Do you
We
have,
do.
okay.
Yes, we do have a second single ready, coming
Very,
out very
very.
soon.
That's exciting. Well, I appreciate. Are you still working with Maverick City Music at all or no?
Yes, I am. Yep, that'll always be family.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for doing this,
No.
Bobby.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I do have one more question. I want to
Okay.
know if you have any advice for aspiring artists.
As long as you have breath and God is waking you up every single day, never give up on yourself and always combat any negative thoughts with as many positive thoughts and reminders that you possibly can to renew your mind. And each day is literally, it may be a battle, but each day is another opportunity that you've been given to conquer your dreams. You only have one life. You only have one life. That's it.